Dual Impressions. One album, two perspectives. Listen in as TCM reviewers J.F. Arnold and Nicholas Ahern go in on Sean C. Johnson's new album, Surrender All, Simply a Vessel, Volume 3.
Full disclosure, I haven't listened to Volumes 1 and 2, and I don't think Nick has. Nick, you haven't, have you?
No, I haven't.
No, so we're coming in this a little bit fresh, a little bit new. But you know what? Albums should hold their own. They should be able to stand on their own two feet. And live outside of the context of the other releases, generally speaking. So, we're going to dive right in, we're going to talk about this thing, and that's what we do. You ready to go, Nick?
Let's do it.
Alright, so, for those of you who don't know, Sean C. Johnson is at least described on his website as a gospel neo-soul artist. I'm not entirely sure what all of those words mean in context of each other, but now maybe I have an idea after listening to it. And I... Alright. I wasn't sure what to expect listening to this album. I'm never quite sure what Calvin's going to send us. I mean, it just varies all the time. And all I knew is that he was a gospel artist. I ended up liking a few tracks well enough that I would say that this is a decent album. But I wasn't blown away by it. That's my initial impression. What about you, Nick?
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. I honestly didn't start listening to this until about 2 hours ago, just so I could, because, you know, really busy work day and really busy week. And I saw Neo Soul. I'm like, okay, this is going to be odd. It's going to be like Kirk Franklin on crack or something. But, you know, just something I have no idea what's going to happen.
As far as I know, for the record, the artist does not use crack.
No, I would assume he doesn't. I think for me, every song I listened to was generally a 2 to 3 star song. Like I'm literally skipping through my iTouch right now to see if there's any variation. And it looks like there's 2 tracks that really stood out to me. But overall, they look to be about an average. I would say about 2 to 3 stars.
Okay.
And I think that falls in with you. It's nothing intrinsically bad about the album. Like it's definitely different enough to warrant a listen. But most of this, the music, it never stood out to me as anything beyond just basically soul or gospel or something like that. You know, enough neo. You know.
Okay. Well, what track stood out to you? Now I'm curious.
The first one I liked.
Yeah.
Maybe, which I dug that one. That one had a nice little bit to it. But I really liked MLMX featuring APOC.
Okay.
I gave that straight 5 stars. Like that, I love that. I listened to that song like 3 or 4 times. I love that track.
That's a really good song.
Yeah. Molasses, I gave 4 stars. I thought that was just an interesting kind of song. Slow as Molasses. I had no idea what the song title actually meant, so I was kind of not certain where this was going to go.
I did not like that track.
Oh, nice. We disagree again.
I know. I agree with you on Gonna Be. I love MLMX. I did not like Molasses. I loved Father I.
Okay, that was an alright song.
I liked that one. And I really wanted to like Dear Me, Letter to Self. And I didn't. I was disappointed with that one. I really wanted to like it. I love that sort of a concept for a song. I've heard it done many times, but I still really like it. It's one that always strikes me as interesting because it's a way to, you know, extract the self and then talk to it. And I just really like that concept, but I was not impressed with the track in this case.
Yeah, most of the other tracks, I agree with you on that track. That track did not work for me. Most of the other tracks really kind of fell into that. I could see someone else liking them, someone who maybe has more experience in the genre. But for someone who's kind of coming in and looking for something, you know, giving me a reason to keep listening kind of guy that I am, for better or worse, of course.
Right.
With exception to those 3 tracks I mentioned, I really, beyond that, I would basically say just pick up these 3 tracks. They're solid tracks. The album itself really didn't work for me, so.
Okay, yeah, I'd say, let's see, for me it was gonna be MLMX, Father I, and I really liked Amen, the second to last track, the last one before the bonus track.
Yeah, that one was alright.
I really like that one as well.
Something just popped up. Can we wrap this up real quick? Looks like I have to actually talk to my girlfriend about something.
Sure. Alright, do you want to do your real quick summary?
Yeah, I actually wrote this down. Let me see.
Do it.
Despite having some awesome hooks, like MLX is still a bomb track. It's probably the best track on the album. Get that track. The album itself does not work for me as a whole. It's not coming into the genre as it is, and looking for, like I said, a way in. There's not really enough here to keep me grounded in anything, so I think I'm giving it a 2.5 out of 5.
Okay. I'd say that as far as my score goes, there were like probably 4 or 5 tracks that I thought were pretty good. The rest of it didn't strike much of a chord in me. I think this artist is talented. I'd love to see him collaborating with artists. I think that'd be a great sound for him. That said, I'm going to agree with you and give it a 2.5.
All right, cool.
So we give it an average of 2.5. This has been Sean C. Johnson and the album. I have to read this title because it's so long. Simply a Vessel, Volume 3, Surrender All. This has been Dual Impressions. My name is James Arnold. I've got Nick with me.
Hi, Nick.
Who is going to tell you hello as we sign off. Thanks for listening.